This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, October 11th here at Patriots.com for another Roster Report podcast. And due to the fact that there's no Red Sox game, this is Andy Hart, joined by Paul Perillo, who is back in studio to break down all the many moves of the week. And we're going to need him.
It's really amazing you were able to get through a Friday afternoon, I might add, without me.
You had Eric with him.
Yeah. And you see what I'm saying? See how bad it was? I had Eric with me.
What happens when Andy's not here, Kevin? How does that get done?
You do it pretty
Paul
quick.
Paul does it by himself.
Yeah, but you go through it. Sure, I like when you're by yourself because it's like 6 minutes done. One take, clean sheet. 1 minute.
October 5th. Actually, let's start with October 4th. I just want to clean up in case we didn't say it. Late last week, the Patriots released Marquise Cole, as they had the week before.
We're now going back more than a week.
Well, I don't know if we actually talked about it. It may have been after the whistle, so to speak. But the next day, they promoted Jagarrad Davis, the linebacker, and safety Kenoris Davis to the active roster for the game in Cincinnati. Second week in a row that the latter Davis got the call up to play on special teams with Cole banged up. But don't get too attached to those guys, because early this week, after the Bengals game, they released the Davis brothers, who aren't really brothers.
Cousins.
Signed them back to the practice squad, and they re-signed Marquise Cole, the veteran special teamer. Woo-wee! We got him back. He's here.
Andy Hart, does he stay on the active roster for this game?
Yes, I'm going to say yes. He stays on the active roster for this game.
I have no
idea. And the newest addition to the team this week, defensive tackle Andre Neblett. Neblett is a 25-year-old veteran of three NFL seasons with the Carolina Panthers, former rookie free agent out of Temple, 6 foot, 310-pounder, played in 30 games, 7 starts, 28 tackles, 3 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries. As Bill Belichick said, he's played in the league about 100 snaps the last couple of years or something, as he deemed it.
He's played in the league.
That's really all he had to say about him. He could confirm that he is indeed on the team. So those are the moves of the week. Cole's back. Neblett's in town to deal with the lack of depth at defensive tackle. And the Davis cousins, as Paul likes to call them, back on the practice
and just
squad.
They're not cousins either.
No, I know. Okay, well, I don't know, but I'm assuming they're not. Sure. So we get to the injury report, which we should probably just call the Rob Gronkowski Memorial Paper. And we haven't seen Gronk in 5+ weeks, Paul Perillo. He is once again listed as questionable. He was once again limited in practice all week. Reports once again just coming from everywhere that as the week wore on, it was less likely we're going to see him. Let's see, I learned a couple new doctors' names this week. Dr. Jesse Jupiter, who did one of the surgeries, had his name in a story. Dr. James Andrews was consulting with Gronkowski and his family. He may or may not have the final say as to when he is cleared to play. He may or may not have already been cleared to play. Paul Perillo, could you clear up the Rob Gronkowski situation for me?
I try to tell you that these things are 50-50 propositions, and you make fun of me all the time. You wonder why I don't want to commit, because based on the information that we don't know, it's impossible to forecast.
But if it's 50-50 for like 5 weeks, doesn't that really make it like...
It was less than 50-50 five weeks ago, you would think.
It's like one to the 250,000th.
Yeah. The only one missing was like that Dr. Sidney Papuchkin, you know, who performs the emergency tracheotomies on WWF in the mid-80s.
I mean, it's just, it's gotten laughable, really. And it's basically just, it sounds like when Gronk wants to play, he's going to play. When Gronk feels confident to play, he's going to play.
Yeah, it's a fascinating situation. I do think there's some growing resentment on maybe on both sides. There's a lot of stories coming out with sources being cited, and I'll bet that some of these sources are coming from the Gronkowski camp, and some of these sources are coming from the Patriots side. And there certainly seems to be a disconnect of some sort. Not sure if it's going to be a major issue, but we should just summarize it by saying that the latest reports today, this morning, from ESPN, were that there's less optimism regarding his potential return on Sunday than there was earlier in the week. So that's not good news.
And what do you think? Will we see him Sunday?
Based on what I heard this morning, I don't think he's going to play again.
And
this week, I mean Sunday.
To clarify, during the week, Gronkowski said nothing's changed, nothing's new, but he's getting better every day, which you think means something.
Which is a contradictory statement.
He got the quick plug from the PR staff, didn't talk for all that long this week, but obviously wouldn't say whether he was or was not going to play or anything of that nature. I don't know. I'm with you. It's 50-50. You were right. I was wrong. It's always 50-50. And who knows if Gronk will play. But elsewhere on the injury report, there are other people that matter, Paul Perillo. And Tommy Kelly is one of those guys. Did not practice all week. Is listed as out with the knee injury suffered in Cincinnati, which he actually came back for a short time, then left again, was on the bike, and then post-game told everybody in the media he'd be all right and would talk this week. He is neither all right, nor did he talk this week. Are you concerned with this lack of depth on the defensive line? You lose Vince Wilfork, you lose Tommy Kelly. Now you're down to the experienced guys are Joe Villano and Chris Jones, and you're adding Andre Neblett this week. You worried?
I am a little concerned about that. With Tommy Kelly out, here's my concern in a nutshell. I think this, against an offense like the Saints, I think it's a sub-package week, and you're probably a little bit smaller and less personnel in the box to worry about the run. You're probably not stacking the line with seven, eight bodies. To have a big...
How many cliches did you get in that sentence?
No, but to have a big defensive
in the box,
line...
stacking the line.
To have a big defensive lineman like Vince Wilfork, like Tommy Kelly, in the middle when you're in sub is a little bit more comforting than when you're dealing with some inexperienced guys who are not only inexperienced, but they're smaller. Joe Villano is only about 300 pounds, 305 pounds maybe.
He's a little meatball.
Chris Jones, 308, 310 pounds. They're smaller
guys.
I'd go
guys. 9, but you're close.
I think there's some concern there. With Tommy Kelly out, now you don't have any experienced defensive tackle out there. And if, not that I'm expecting New Orleans to try to line it up and pound it down the Patriots' throat, but now those runs that haven't really been resulting in a whole lot for New Orleans so far this season, well, they might be able to get some positive gains on the ground.
The other guy who's listed as out and did not practice this week, also injured in Cincinnati, is Leon Washington with an ankle issue that he suffered on the opening kickoff, did not play the rest of the way. I don't think it's that big a deal because really he hasn't played that much for the Patriots this season.
Played two games. A total of maybe 10 snaps in those two games?
Yeah, if that. Moving on to the questionable guys beyond Rob Gronkowski, Danny Amendola. It's funny how week to week, like, Amendola is such a big deal. He returns. He's still in the injury report, still limited and still questionable, but you almost forget about it and move on because he was back out there. But he is indeed questionable once again. Brandon Bolden with the knee injury, questionable. Steven Ridley, knee injury, limited in practice all week. He returned to the practice field, but is still listed as questionable. Matthew Slater, limited all week with that wrist injury, questionable. Ryan Wendell popped up this week. The center has a concussion that limited in practice all week. He is questionable. And Tavon Wilson, who was inactive last week with a hamstring, continues to be limited in practice with a hamstring. He is questionable. A group of four guys listed as probable and were full participation in practice on Friday after being limited earlier in the week. Aaron Dobson with the neck, Dante Hightower with the knee, Gerard Mayo with the ankle, and Rob Ninkovich with the groin. Interesting that he popped up this week. They are all listed as probable. A couple other guys during the week that were listed, Michael Buchanan, Jamie Collins missed one day of practice each, not injury related. Kyle Arrington, full participation with the groin he's dealt with for a while now, and Nate Ebner with the ankle, full participation. I want to ask you just real quick before we wrap this up, defensively, are you starting to get concerned at all just the number of people being listed beyond Kelly who's out, Wilfork who's out, but we now have Rob Ninkovich who is, that was just some be checking in to say hello, I guess, during the middle of the podcast.
You know who it was?
No.
Fred.
Oh. Rob Ninkovich, the defensive end, has a groin. Gerard Mayo, your outside linebacker. I mean, it feels like it's building a little bit there, and we know they don't have a ton of depth.
Yeah, it is a concern for me, and there are certain guys, Mayo, Wilfork, who's already out, Kelly, who's already out, Ninko and Chandler Jones, and I would say McCourty and number one at the top of the list, Aqib Talib. You know, those individuals to me are not interchangeable. They have other guys, whether it's Arrington or Dennard, if it's Gregory, maybe Logan Ryan, But if you're missing Chandler Jones, the drop off to the next defensive end, if it's Jake Beckett or Michael Buchanan, is big.
Correct.
Same thing with Talib. Same thing with McCourty and Mayo. So yeah, I mean, my concern there is that this is what I've been kind of harping on this week. A lot of people are focusing on getting the guys back, NFL teams don't generally get healthier as the season goes on. You're seeing it around the league. Guys are going down for the season everywhere, and it's happening here in New England as well.
The 5-0 New Orleans Saints coming to town on Sunday. Late afternoon start. Sean Payton versus Bill Belichick. Josh McDaniels versus Rob Ryan, former assistants here on the New England staff. Drew Brees, who's had a lot of success against the Patriots, versus Tom Brady. And for that game, no Tommy Kelly. And Rob Gronkowski is questionable. Lord only knows whether he will play or not. And by Lord, I mean Dr. James Andrews, because he is the final say, apparently. For Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart wrapping up another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. We will be back next Friday, each and every Friday, to update you on all the comings, the goings, and the walking wounded. Until then, peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.